Scientists in Spain believe they've discovered the elixir of youth, but in America, we've had one all along. Beer. Yes, beer. Not only does it make you feel younger, but it makes everyone around you look younger, and most importantly, more attractive. So grab a frosty mug of the Fountain of Youth today. Beer.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk stage, your real with 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
A pleasurable potpourri of events for back time to remember, all of which took place November 24th. Well, shoot, today in 1871, the National Rifle Association was incorporated. Look out below, in 1971, that's when D.B. Cooper parachuted from a 727 in Washington with his hijacking loot. And in 1996, it's Domo Arigato Rusty Wallace, as he won the first NASCAR event to be held in Japan. That's back time for November 24th. This is your announcer speaking.
A new flavored fork adds the taste of ham to every meal. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Get ready for ham. The Mercer Products Corporation has released a new flavor-enhanced fork that they say will add the smoky taste of pork to every single bite of food on your plate. Mercer spokesman Judd Rastner tells reporters ham is just the beginning.
Within 2 years, you'll see everything from vanilla-flavored spoons for ice cream or desserts to potato-flavored steak knives.
Rastner says the hamork, as it is being called, will contain ham flavor all the way from tip to prong, plus a printed warning against eating the utensil. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
We all love to get into the spirit of the holidays, but you really get into the spirit of the season by creating a computerized household light show that would be more appropriate on the Vegas Strip.
What happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas.
Yes, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, you go beyond mere icicle lights. You blanket your home in illumination, creating a neighborhood spectacle that can be seen from outer space.
Merry Christmas from the space station.
How much is your electrical bill?
You'll need a second mortgage, yeah.
So this holiday season, when you drive by a home brighter than the sun, displaying three wise men, Santa, and Frosty the Snowman holding a menorah, yell a hearty ho, ho, ho in salute to Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, a real American hero.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
You're going to take all this down before June, right?
From high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, we're really not that high in the building.
I know. I've told you that before.
I know.
We're only on the second floor now, not on the 30th floor.
Yes. Welcome to Monday, November 24th, and we've got a new week ahead of us. And yes, actually a short week, huh?
Yes, a short week.
We get 4 weeks off. No,
four,
actually,
what?
I don't.
4 weeks.
I mean, 4 days.
I was like, 4 weeks? Where the hell
are you
going?
See, it's a Freudian slip. I could use 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So could I.
Do you have any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Actually, yeah, I'm going to Vegas again.
Oh, yes. Nice. To see Daddy?
To see Daddy-o. Oh. I'm going to head out Wednesday night at like 10 o'clock after I get out of class. And I'm taking Lisa, my roommate, with me.
Are you?
Yep.
And you're going to take the 4 days?
Yes,
pretty
yes,
much?
Yes.
Okay.
When you drive anywhere on a holiday weekend, especially Thanksgiving, you know, isn't it the busiest weekend of the year for travel?
Yes. Well, I don't know for travel, but for shopping, isn't
and
it?
And travel.
Oh, it is?
And travel,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, Black, what is it? Black
Friday.
Friday, that's yeah. It. I think that's the busiest, like, shopping day.
Yeah.
Right after Christmas, maybe? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I try to avoid all public places during the holidays.
Yeah. So what, we should cancel the show on Friday, you think?
Yeah, I'll be in Vegas.
Okay.
So unless you want to find someone to do it. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Give yourself a break.
I know. But people expect us to be here. Well, I guess people will probably go shopping and shit.
People will be shopping. They'll be doing other things. They'll be with their families because families usually come into town from like all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. So we'll take a couple days off. It's not a bad thing.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. So what's going on? You look all awake and everything this morning.
Do I really?
Yeah, spring in your step and everything.
I don't know why. I'm pretty tired. I had a pretty crazy weekend.
Really?
Yeah, starting on Friday with the penthouse party I went to.
Oh, that's right. So who did you go with?
I was trying to figure this out. I couldn't decide if this was a real date or not. Because, I mean, I can't remember the last time a guy, like, called me and said, would you like to be my date and go on, you know, to this event or something?
Right.
And so I kind of was like, you know, as soon as I said yes to it, I was like, is this a date? Is it not a date? You know, it's just a kid from my biology class, and he thinks I'm really fun. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe he just thought I would be, like, a good companion to go with.
Right.
Turns out it was an actual date.
Oh, is that what he thought?
Yes.
Okay.
I know, and it ended up being fine. It ended up being like a 36-hour date.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had like 3 meals together. By the time he got to my house, we were both running a little bit late, so I said, why don't we cancel dinner reservations and I'll just cook dinner at my house?
Right.
So like Lisa ended up having a date that night too, my roommate, and basically I had the house to myself with him, and I cooked like a wonderful ginger pear chicken with roasted potatoes and like steamed green beans and carrots.
Was it after the party?
This was before the party.
Oh, that's before the party.
And keep in mind, okay. I was supposed to be on my self-imposed...
That's true. Alcohol diet.
Alcohol-free diet.
Free diet.
Well, needless to say, you get me cooking in the kitchen, and I can't cook without a bottle of wine.
I see. Okay. I've given up on hoping anything.
So I fell off the wagon on Friday, and Lane and I got pretty drunk at my house. And, you know, this was so responsible of us. We actually took a taxi from my house to downtown Hollywood.
Nice.
I know. So by the time we got to the club...
So you were both ripped?
We were both ripped. Yeah. Ripped, roaring, and ready to go. But this party was super cool, Sam.
Really?
It was at a place called Boulevard 3, I think it's called.
Like a nightclub or
it's
something?
It's a nightclub. Mm-hmm. And it actually was a real penthouse party. Like, they had all the penthouse pets there. Daisy Marie was there.
She was there?
Yep, yep.
Did you talk to her?
Yep.
Oh,
it was
nice.
All the beautiful people.
Really?
And then Lane and me. Sounds good. We dressed up and we looked beautiful as well. But we proceeded to get shit-faced and just have a crazy time there. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
Then how did this guy get invited? Your date?
He's actually very... one of his clients is someone that like works for Penthouse, I guess.
Oh, I see.
And I still actually, you know, I still... We didn't even like get to the conversation part about what he does for work.
Yeah.
Or why he even has a client.
So, were there any bare chests and stuff at the party?
There weren't any completely naked people. You know, a lot of people were scantily clad, to say the least.
No, but were there boobs bouncing around and shit?
There were boobs bouncing around, but all of the nipples were covered.
I see.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. You would have been terribly disappointed.
Is that important? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Which is more than we can say for you, by the way, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Fuck you.
I actually wrote on my status on Facebook, Sam
I'm
is stunned.
I
so
saw
this guy
that.
Writes, what are you stunned about, you know?
I know. I was wondering what exactly you were stunned about,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, well, I explained that on there, you know.
I just saw that
I
you
thought
were stunned.
Even, you know, I mean, I wrote something to the effect of my co-host really, you know, no. What did I say?
I still keep shocking you.
Yeah.
something to that effect that I still have like some shock value left
in
me.
Yeah, like even I didn't expect it. You know, came out of left field there.
Oh, yeah. God.
So we'll get to that in a minute, but let's continue with the date.
Oh, that was really pretty much it. Then we got back to my house and we continued drinking, and then you know, we were both pretty tired and he was too drunk to drive home. So mm-hmm. I was like, why don't you just stay here?
Yeah, so he stayed?
Yeah.
And you had breakfast together?
Yep.
You made breakfast and everything?
It was just really, really nice because, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't hook up or anything. He was a perfect gentleman. Total gentleman. Which made me try and like figure out the next day. I'm like, okay, well, does he like me or does he not like me? Yeah. You know, he didn't even try and kiss me.
Yeah, well, you see, good guys don't get laid, so that's what it comes down to, you know.
No, I think he really was just trying to be a gentleman.
Yeah,
either that or he didn't like me, but I don't... he invited me out again last night, so I'm thinking
there's
does.
No way he didn't like you, and he would have fucked you in a second if you only let him. If you only invited him. But yes, he was a gentleman because he didn't try anything he didn't see anything coming from you.
He did not try anything, but we're like snuggling in my bed, you know what I mean, like arms and legs intertwined. Yeah. You know, my head like snuggled up in his chest, and he's like petting my hair and being super sweet, and I love being like gently tickled. It's more of a caress, and I like being tickled like that all over my body.
Yeah.
And like the Franz never would. He's like, oh, really? Do I have to touch you again? Oh, yeah. Come on,
Susie. You're comparing all the time.
I know I am. I know. But no, but it was. I'm just saying.
Are you trying to tell yourself it's really like not worth it to stay with him or what?
No, really. I'm just trying to tell you it was really nice to go out with a gentleman who, okay, you know, picked me up and like, you know, yeah, paid for everything. Yeah. And, you know, it was just nice to be treated like a lady and have doors opened for me.
Awesome.
For once.
So this is the second time that that's happened. I mean, you were bragging about that last week sometime.
Oh, that was with Sam. That was with a different Sam from the rave. Guy, yes, the Persian guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're being treated like a lady, and
you
like
it,
right?
I know, it's really exciting.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, God, it's so silly.
So is that refreshing for you, that not everybody's after your ass?
Yes, yes, it really is.
Nice.
I don't know, it really is just kind of a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Look how giddy I look over here.
No, I know, that's true. But I can't help but thinking, you know, this guy went home and he's like, I didn't get laid all this weekend, and I could have.
Well, no, it was...
Would you have gone to bed with him if he tried?
I don't know.
No.
Probably not on the first date.
Yeah, you don't go on first dates.
Well, this was
No, I said you don't go to bed on the first date.
No, not unless I'm specifically, like in the past, and I haven't done this in a long time, I've specifically been in the mindset like to go have a one-night stand. Yeah. So unless that is like my objective.
Then you don't do it.
Yes, then I'm not going to be doing that.
Right.
And I really have grown up in the sense that I'm not, I never do that anymore. Like casual sex is just really, really, really boring.
Really?
Like until I've really started to discover this. Until you like have a connection with someone on whatever level,
right,
it just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And
well,
I mean,
you're maturing a little bit.
I know. Little Susie's
she's
growing
old.
Up. I'm just tired of having like bad sex with people because I mean you don't really know each other, you don't know what the person wants, you don't like know, I don't know, you don't really know how to like interact with people on a deep level until I think you really know them.
Mm.
So our little Susie's growing up.
Oh.
Or maybe not, because then Saturday night came around.
Yeah. Wait a minute though, are you going to see this guy again?
Him? we got biology class tonight.
Oh, I see. That's right. Yeah. So you are going to see each other every day. So
well, on Mondays and Wednesdays I'll see him, and he's definitely really cute and just good looking and polite, and there was just so much more to him when I actually like spent time with him outside of class than I ever thought.
I'm surprised he didn't at least make out or something. You know?
I know. Well, this is what was like the kind of weird part because you know, Saturday morning we woke up and I was like, "All right, can I cook you breakfast?" And he was like, "Geez," he's like, "you cook me dinner, you cook me breakfast." He's like, "I'm never leaving." Because he lives
Sounds
with like three
nice.
Guys. I know. Yeah. So I cooked French toast and we went outside and had it on like, you know, one of the tiers in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, "All right, well, I got to go." And I was like, "Okay."
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't go. And so then I was like, "Well, I'm going to go sit on my couch and, you know, like fuck around on my computer." He's like, "Okay, I'm going to go." And then next thing you know, he's sitting on my couch again, like massaging my legs.
Yeah, well, maybe he was hoping you'd tell him, no, stay, and, you know.
Well, no, I kept telling him. I'm like, you know, you could stay, you can go, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's cool.
But he said he was going to leave like 10 times. The next thing you know, it was like 3:30 in the afternoon, and he was still there.
Well, Susie, we're going to take a little break because we got to call our guest.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay, and so what's that book there? I mean... well, I know what the book is, but...
This book, you picked this author for me. I really appreciate that.
I really did.
It's called The Gift of Adult ADD.
Mm-hmm.
How to Transform Your Challenges and Build on Your Strengths. So, yeah, this is actually a really cool-looking book.
Yeah.
This is not the one that I thought it was.
No?
No.
No, but I think she knows what she's talking about. I think she's got a few books on this stuff. And yeah, you know, I mean, it's interesting, adult ADD and stuff, you know, to check into it. I mean, we definitely, you and I think that you have
Hello.
It, right?
Yeah.
Yes, good morning to you. Is this Lara?
Yes, is this Sam?
Yes, this is Sam and Susie calling from LA Talk Radio in Los Angeles. How are you doing this morning?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And we're talking to Lara Honos Webb, right? That's the full name?
That's right.
Right, and your book is The Gift of Adult ADD. Where are we calling you?
I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, nice.
Finally, an author that's not from New York.
Yes. Almost every author is from the East Coast, you know. Wonderful. So how long have you been involved in researching and being involved with ADD? I would imagine you probably deal with kids as well.
Oh, absolutely. I have two books for kids. It's been at least 10 years that I've been working specifically in this area.
Wow. And so you wrote, a couple books before this one?
Yes, I wrote The Gift of ADHD, and that's for kids, and also The Gift of ADHD Activity Book, 101 Ways to Transform Your Problems into Strengths.
Wow, wow.
I really like the premise of this book because, I'm 26, and I've grown up with ADD or ADHD, depending on which doctor I'm seeing at the time. and all the books and all of like the treatment plans they've given me have been kind of to control my ADHD or kind of tame it. You know what I mean? Like they don't really welcome it as some kind of gift. It's always some kind of, you know, debilitating disorder.
Well, that's exactly the whole point that I try to turn around, is that our culture has this belief that any difference is a disorder. And when you look at it, like, my goodness, there's, you know, 6 billion people on the planet. Certainly, you know, we can say viva la difference. And then when you take that attitude and you say, is it possible to translate what other people call a deficit disorder into gifts? And it's really easy to do. I mean, people who are spacey and look like they're not paying attention are also usually very imaginative, and they're not paying attention because they're imagining different futures. They're lost in the, you know, inventiveness and in imagination and all these new things. And it's when we forget to ask, what are you paying attention to, and that we miss the gifts.
Because I absolutely
when you ask
love
that
it.
Question,
right. So, I mean, I've heard of that before, that people with ADD are usually very creative, very innovative. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Susie's like, yeah.
I'm beaming over here in the corner.
Yeah. No, but it's true, and I think that's why Laura called it the gift of adult ADD.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's about translating what seems like a weakness into a strength, and that's what I do throughout the book. You know, I translate spaciness into creativity, hyperactivity. I mean, think about that. As adults, I mean, my goodness, don't we all want more energy?
Mm-hmm.
I call that exuberance. And, you know, people with ADD tend to be impulsive, but that can many times just be emotional sensitivity, that you're perceiving that other people are acting phony. And many times you're right. And also there's intuition, which is really, many people with ADD are quick reads on other people. And often, you know, there's even research to show that they're very connected to nature. Many people with ADD are, you know, forest rangers, firefighters. They're doing jobs that are out there. They feel good, connected to nature.
Right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And now, what? How prevalent is this? I mean, how many, is there like figures on the percentage of the population with ADD?
Oh, yeah. Well, we would say between 5 and 7% of the population. And what we know, for example, is that right now, 4 million adults are on medication for ADD. And the thing that's very interesting is when I was trained as a psychologist, we were told that children grow out of ADD, and here we are, you know, a decade later, and 4 million people are medicated for it, adults.
Right.
There's equal, it's also about 4 million children who are medicated for ADD.
Yeah. So, but now it's only recent that it was really recognized as a, well, let's say,
disorder.
Not a disorder, right, not a disability, a disorder. Order. And
it actually is considered a disability as well in school.
It is.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not,
I can get extra test
disability.
I can get extra test time and things in all of my classes if I need to.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's nice. So it's being recognized, because I know before in the old days we would just categorize the kid as a brat or restless or, you know, a pain in the butt, whatever. What's that?
Or sometimes they just say, oh, he has ants in the pants.
Yes, exactly, you know. And the poor child, you know, he can't help it, you know. And then he's seen as an unusual kid,
and
you know.
And then he's labeled that way, and then that affects him for the rest of his life, and then he grows up to be...
Yeah. Susie, did ADD ever cause you any problems in your life?
It actually, you know, it actually kind of worked for me in a positive way, because I wasn't schooled in the traditional sense.
Right.
You know, I was constantly working and going to, like, modeling jobs and out and about. So I always had a very active lifestyle while most of my fellow students were in school.
Mm.
So it actually, you know, worked for me in my benefit, because I was really, really, really outgoing and really hyper and really energetic, and that came off really well on camera.
Right.
So, I mean, that basically was the reason for my career as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Laura.
Oh, yeah. No, I know it's Laura. I forgot what I wanted to ask. But apparently, you know, kids take this into adulthood and so forth. Is there a different treatment for children than there is for adults?
Well, I think that when you're working with children, I do a lot of parent coaching, because you can't change the child for very long unless you also work with the parents. And as a simple thing, you know, a lot of children act bad because they're mad or they're sad or they're anxious. And one of the things of many I do is I will work with parents to validate those emotions in their kids. And if a kid can say, I'm mad, or, you know, I'm really sad today, or I'm anxious, they're less likely to spit at someone or hit them or disrupt the rest of the class. And so I always work with both the parents doing parent coaching. I work with the whole family system and with the kids. So I think that that's really important. And, of course, that's something that's different for kids than adults. I also do coaching directly with adults, but we work mostly on building on strengths and finding strengths and a little bit of patching up weaknesses.
So you do behavior modification for adults and children, but without medication or, you know, coupled with?
Well, I don't prescribe medication, but some of my clients come to me. They're already on medications. On some occasions, I refer people to get medications. So it works both ways. A lot of people come to me because they want to get off of the medications, because, and I do have success in helping people with that. And there's, you know, there's one thing that's mixed up with all this, and it's the misdiagnosis of ADD. A lot of kids are going to have problems in school for reasons that have nothing to do with ADD. You know, especially, you know, you think about this economic crisis. As families go through intense stress, kids are going to start acting up. Well, God help us from diagnosing every kid that's going to start acting bad in school because their family's stressed out. But I see things like that happening. And they get this diagnosis, and we're so prone to just point to the brain and say, there's something wrong with that kid's brain, when actually they're having a reaction to stressful events.
Mm. So it's not necessarily ADD.
That's right. And mm-hmm. So I really would encourage anyone who's listening, if you're an adult or a child, to look at your life before you go looking for medication.
Yeah.
You know, say, is there a stressor in my life? Am I upset about something? You know, I've seen people who were in terrible relationships that they needed to get out of. And they were so distracted and distressed, and rather than get out of the relationship, they went and took medication, and then they felt good.
Mm.
Well, that's a terrible thing, because they should have gotten out of that relationship, and they keep going. They're perpetuating a mistake rather than treating the actual source of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a huge problem, I would say.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so obviously this affects a lot of kids. Now, would you say that we're talking about medication and everything? Would you, because I know most psychological disorders, people recommend that it's best to take medication and therapy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's true here?
Well, if you have a clear diagnosis, that's definitely true. I mean, the research shows that the medications work. And so if you need immediate relief, medication and therapy is always the best treatment approach. The problem is you take the medication, once you stop, if you don't get therapy, everything's going to go back to the way it was.
Right.
So you need the therapy to begin making those life changes so you're actually moving forward and figuring out what your strengths are and building on your strengths and patching up weaknesses. So there's so many things that you can do to turn your life around so that at some point you can have an exit plan if you want to get off the medication.
Right. And the therapy would really show you the positive side of this, just like your book, showing you that it's not necessarily a curse, you know, and you can really turn it into good things.
Absolutely. And, you know, many times the gift has been so invalidated. And, you know, it's interesting because they get in trouble because they don't follow directions. Well, leaders are people who want to create their own structure. They don't necessarily want to follow directions. So sometimes it's like we're taking our most gifted people in the culture and calling them a deficit disorder. I think this is a tragic loss.
Mm.
I know I actually did a little bit of an experiment once upon a time back when I was bartending on how much money I would make if I was on my ADD, on my Adderall, you know, behind the bar, and then if I took myself off the Adderall and went behind the bar. I made so much more money when I actually was not on my medication.
Oh, really?
Yep. Wow. Because if
wow.
I don't... But here's the thing. I walk into the bar at 4 o'clock and I have to open the bar by 5. You know, I've got a certain number of things I've got to get done. I've got to count all the money in the drawer. I've got to set up the bar, you know, polish the glasses, set up all the tables in the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Stock the bar. I would find myself halfway through counting the nickels and the dimes,
mm-hmm.
so I'd have the drawer open with the, you know, the dimes and the nickels all over the place. I would have the bar like half set up. I would have half the bottle stocked. I would have like the forks on half the tables, and then I'd be like, oh shit, I've got to get to the nickels and the quarters and the singles, and I would start counting again, and I would just keep cycling through the room in this very unorganized fashion with, like, you know, everything just a complete mess.
Uh-huh.
But by 5 o'clock, everything was done.
Yeah.
But if anyone was a fly in the wall watching this, they would have been like, okay, hey, what is this crazy girl doing?
Yeah.
But yeah, so then if I'm still not on my medication and my customers come in, I am in full-blown, like, Susie mode. I'm just all over the place and laughing and crazy and, you know, just throwing bottles around. And
yeah.
People love, love, love that crazy, crazy energy that I have.
Right.
Meanwhile, if I didn't take the medication, I'm telling you, I was just kind of, like, flat and monotone and so boring.
Yeah. So what do you think, Laura? I mean, is it can it actually be a bad thing to take the medication? Because you're really, like, repressing your real you.
Well, Susie and Sam, I will say this. I have heard that story so many times. And it comes back to, you know, the gift of ADD, it is exactly that. It appeals to other people. It's entertainers. And, you know, some people have mentioned to me that Howie Mandel has come out and, you know, he's a big advocate for the medicine. But look at how funny he used to be, and now he, like, opens up those suitcases.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's true.
mean, it's like that's an illustration of, like, imagine what he used to be like and how funny and what he looks like now. And that's like, okay, that's not the greatest testimonial for the medication.
Yeah. You're going to lose your hair.
Yeah, it kind of stifled him, you know, yeah.
But we do know that the medication works in exactly the way that Susie described it. Exactly. Mm. If you've got those little detail-oriented things and you've got to count and pay close attention, you're going to be able to do that better.
Right.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people who are creative or people who are even leaders and need to be able to make those decisions with confidence, who don't want to follow directions.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you think about it, not following directions means you're being creative also.
That's me.
It also means you're a leader.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And so, yeah, I mean, this is Susie's a classic case, I think, of adult ADD. And everybody loves her. It doesn't seem to get in her way, right? And when you go to school,
I take my medication and I zen out and I can sit in the library and study for like 12 hours.
Yeah. Well, so Laura, like to conclude, what would you say to people who suffer from this and they're really discouraged and feel sort of like left out?
The real cure is to find your sweet spot, and that's where your passion meets your purpose. Because when you find that thing that you love to do and you're good at, even those weaknesses, even those counting the quarters and the dimes, you can plow through those because you love what you're doing so much. And then you'll also be displaying all the great gifts that already are part of the ADD.
Mm, well said. Well said. Well, Laura Honos Webb and the Susie, what's the full title on there?
The Gift of Adult ADD, How to Transform Your Challenges and Build on Your Strengths.
Yes, absolutely. And do you have a website we can go to as well?
Oh, sure. You can learn about my practice at visionarysoul.com. I'm in the San Francisco area, San Francisco Bay Area. And also at addisagift.com, you can find lots of downloadable resources if you want to meet some of the people and hear their voices that are featured in the book.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah. Cool. Say the website address again.
VisionarySoul.com and also ADDisAGift.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the air with us. And
good luck with your book.
Yes, this is going to help me understand it a little better.
And me.
Yeah, understand Susie, really. Thank you so much for the book, and all the best to you.
Thank you, Sam and Susie.
Bye, Laura.
Bye-bye. All right, so interesting stuff. Now, you can take the book and read it, and I'm sure you're going to find some interesting stuff there.
I totally will.
Yes.
Speaking of books,
yes.
The two gentlemen that we had on Friday.
Yeah, Howard Rosenberg.
Yes.
Formerly of the LA
and
Times.
And Charles Feldman.
And Charles Feldman of CNN.
They were awesome.
Weren't they, though?
I really, you know? Really, really
liked
them.
I mean, it's like
them.
Straight people, you know, they're accustomed to doing serious stuff.
Serious radio shows. And I mean, I don't think they really knew what they were walking into when they came in. I mean, LA Talk Radio sounds very professional.
They loved the place. Are you kidding?
No, I know they did, but that's what was even better, because they came in and they were like, all right, what the hell's going on? Who is this little chick sitting over here? Who, like, you know, she says she gets her fucking news from The Onion? Jesus Christ! I can only imagine.
That was so funny.
And then, Sam, I'm telling you to say to these two guys, three Jews and a shiksa.
That took some balls, huh?
That took
big,
hairy, hairy balls.
Yeah, but they loved it. Because, look, I mean, if I wasn't Jewish, I couldn't have said this, you know, in a million years.
I say it.
Yeah, you say it. Because, you know, I'm not going to kick your ass. But,
oh,
you know,
I know.
Normally with people you don't know, you don't say shit like that. But but it was a great show. It was very informative, very enlightening, I think.
And still fun at the same time.
Yes, really, really.
That's what Charles said in his email. He's like, you know what, I think I got the message out there, and, you know, we really got the issue across, but in a fun, informative way.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Great.
So if you missed the show, go to the archives, download Friday's show. It was
amazing.
We've
got a Pulitzer Prize winner in the studio.
I know. I mean, my God, you know. This guy's like, he's probably met everybody who's anybody, you know.
Well, now he's met us, so, you know, he can happily
roll
over and die.
Exactly. Now he can move on.
The funny thing was that email you forwarded to me from Howard,
right?
About the comment that I was making. I was like, yeah, you guys aren't so bad. You're pretty hot. About how he had a hole in his pants, right, in his crotch. So as soon as he stood up to leave the studio, he noticed it. And he was like, Susie, and that makes me even hotter.
Was that what he meant? I didn't realize he had a hole in his pants.
Yes, he said he had a big hole, like, in his crotch.
Oh, wow.
And he said that, you know, that in my eyes should make him even hotter.
Yeah.
I was getting a little peep show the whole show.
I know.
Oh, man, that was great.
Yeah, that was really cool. So we get all kinds of guests here. You know?
I know, we definitely do. I'm going to actually plug our guest for later on today. Mm. We are having a belly dancer coming into the studio.
Really?
Yes, yes.
And is it... Wait a minute, you belly danced in Vegas, so that's not a person you danced with.
No, no.
Okay.
I just took a private lesson in Vegas.
Right.
I might take another one this weekend, so next Monday I might be crying to you too. My hips hurt, Sam. I'm sore.
We need to get some Middle Eastern music so she can dance for us.
Maybe she'll bring some, I don't know.
Here, we'll play this Borat thing.
Oh, God.
Hello, this is Borat again. When I am traveling around the world and have internet connections, I like to gently cup up my balls and listen.
Okay. So you see, there's some kind of Eastern music.
I think you have ADD too. Like, if you're like dumb with something, you're like, okay, next. A caller calls in, you're like, yeah, okay, thanks. But, oh shit, I hung up on them.
Yeah, this show is all about ADD people, you know? We don't stay on the topic for more than 2 minutes.
No, we don't.
That's why, you know, when Howard and Charles were here, I mean, we really, for about an hour or so, we were really focused on one subject, you know?
I know, and I was trying to sit here and be very zoned in. As I'm like,
no, you did very well. Yeah, you did very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Getting your news from Bill O'Reilly.
I fucking love Bill O'Reilly.
I know, but it's totally distorted. It's
no,
his
it's
opinion.
Not.
It's his fucking opinion.
Well,
Susie.
He presents
it's
the news,
known.
And then he goes off on his opinion. Like, he'll say like the fact of what happened, and then he'll go off on his opinion,
right?
Which is hysterical.
Yeah.
Considering he used to be a very big Republican.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing how
so
I, like,
he
I
influences
changed?
How he gives you the news, though. You
yes.
know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you listen to him and you get the news, then you get his opinions as well. And it might be too soon before you get to actually think about what you heard.
But
and
then
that's what
I will be
no
fair. I
think.
Will be fair and balanced and watch the Colbert Report later on.
Oh, that's nice.
And get and get a fair and balanced, perspective on whatever's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous thing for Fox to claim they're balanced. They're not fair and balanced at all.
Really?
Yeah. No, they're totally fucking conservative, yeah.
I like Fox, I don't
do
know.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, good for you. Well, maybe you are a conservative deep inside. Who knows?
Not after Saturday.
No? Okay, so let's get to Saturday.
Okay.
I know you're just dying to tell us.
All right, first of all, what do you have to say about what you know about Saturday?
I don't know shit about Saturday. Are you talking about the photos?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll
what,
start.
All right, first,
okay,
tell
we'll
me-
start with the end,
okay.
Right? Okay. I log in into Facebook yesterday, and, you know, usually you get, like, who posted photos and everything. So mm-hmm. I see a black and white photo of you and, you know, or a couple chicks. That's what I see because it's small in the thumbnails. So I go and click on this, and I see you and Lisa, your roommate, totally, like, in erotic positions. I mean, hair, you know. I mean, some really sexy pictures as well. And they were very nicely made, you know. I mean, they're
thank
really,
you.
Like, professional looking. And you're like in a bathtub doing all kinds of shit, and obviously topless, but you couldn't really see anything or that, you know. And then the photos keep on being uploaded, and I'm going there again, and there's one like with the tip of your nipple, right, like a side view in
side
the bathtub,
boob.
A side boob in the bathtub, and so then I. You know, I said, okay, well, never mind. And then more photos get posted. And I go in, and there you are, like, fully bare with your tits hanging out. Okay?
Didn't they look great in that picture, though?
I don't know. You know what?
The your one legs, from the top view?
Yeah, your legs look really skinny in that picture. I actually didn't like it very much.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that picture. Because it doesn't even... Everything's so distorted, it didn't even really look like me.
That's true. It didn't. And but the first thing that occurs to me is, wait a minute... They let you do this on Facebook, you know? I mean, these are nude photos. And I'm going, you know what? It's like, I said, I just shook my head. And said, she keeps outdoing herself, you know? I mean, and you keep reinventing yourself, you know? Like I wrote to you, like more than Madonna. Madonna reinvents herself all the time. You do the same thing. I mean, you keep shocking. But the thing is that it wasn't so much the pictures, because I could see you taking the pictures and everything and getting all wild and
yes.
that. But posting them for the whole fucking world to see. Susie, that takes a lot of, like you said, hairy balls.
Big hairy balls.
So please explain to us how this all happened and why it ended up on Facebook like that.
Well, it ended up on Facebook like that because I put it on Facebook.
No, I know. But but what made you decide to do that? I mean, did you, like, consider that everybody that you know is going to see your boobs?
Yes.
Okay, and you didn't mind that.
Who hasn't seen my boobs?
Right, that's true. Which goes to show you are a fucking exhibitionist. You know, I think you get turned on the attention and on people being turned on by you.
I don't even necessarily get turned on by the attention. That's not really what the pictures or the photo shoot was about. You know, it actually, how did the photo shoot even start? Okay, Eric, you know Eric, my very good friend.
Ex-boyfriend.
And my ex-boyfriend, yes. Right. So he's an amazing photographer. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that took the majority of the pictures. And so he is house-sitting at this amazing house in Venice right now. Mm-hmm. At the house that has like the three Picassos on the wall. And, you know, it's a pretty impressive house.
Yeah.
But so anyway, he's got this whole house for like the past couple of weeks and like another week coming. So what else do you do in a house when you're a photographer and you've got like this amazing lighting and everything else? You have photo shoots.
I suppose.
So he's been having like tons of photo shoots with like all of his different friends and all of his different, you know, clients and things like that. And people, mm-hmm. You know, that just want pictures done.
Right.
And Lisa, you know, she loves being in front of the camera as well.
Right.
And she's also an amateur photographer.
Right.
So as soon as I told her that Eric had this house and had all the lights, she said, oh my God, I've got plans, you know, until like midnight or something. But why don't I come over at midnight and we'll totally do a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So from midnight until 6:30 in the morning, we were taking pictures.
Really?
Yes.
And what kept you guys up? I mean, were you like doing anything? I mean,
we were high on life.
You were high on life. Okay.
And a couple other things.
Yeah, and you expect me to believe that. But that's okay. So you were like...
Believe what you will, Sam. Okay. I'm straight-edge Susie.
All right. So were you stoned?
Not until the end of the evening when we needed to come down a bit.
I see. Yeah. But, I mean, you guys looked pretty fucked up, or at least you. I mean, your face looked like at least you were very drunk.
Yes, I did consume probably half a box of Franzia.
Half a box?
Half a box.
Mm.
That's like three or four bottles.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow. And how long? In 6 hours?
Yeah, 6 hours.
Wow.
Is that a lot?
Excuse me. Do you go to the bathroom a lot when you drink? Like, do you have to pee?
I probably peed like 3 or 4 times.
That's all?
That's all.
Wow. With that much wine, I'd expect you to pee every 5 minutes.
Really?
That's a lot of wine.
Well, it's got to go through your blood system and your I don't know, go through all the circulatory shit and everything else and get distributed throughout your body. And then it's got to get pushed through the kidneys and the liver and all that crap.
Yeah, but how long does that take?
I don't know. Your blood can only absorb so much alcohol at a time.
Yeah. So whose idea was it to be semi-nude? Yours?
I don't think it was even an idea. I think we just took our shirts off.
Oh, I see. Okay. But Lisa did not put out her boobs on there.
Actually, she did.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I know. I didn't put her boobs on Facebook.
Mm. Oh, you didn't put it on, but she has.
We have 750 pictures, Sam.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So what I have on Facebook are the really artsy, ultra-conservative pictures.
Oh, there were more.
There are about 700 more.
Yeah. And what are they like? I mean, are they bottomless too?
No, nothing's bottomless. Everything's very, very tasteful.
Right. Like artsy.
Very artsy. Yeah. You know, because that's just kind of the way like Eric and Lisa are. But this, I don't know, this was a different kind of photo shoot for me, doing it with like another female person.
Right.
Like usually it's only me like having done photo shoots like this. I've never done anything this integrated. Like with just one person.
Right.
Like it does look like we have a lot of sexual positions and things going on.
Yeah.
But if you look at like the progression of the pictures, mm-hmm. there are also a lot of like nurturing ones, of like mothering ones, or, you know, Lisa's always saying like that I'm her boyfriend. And there are pictures of me like sitting like on top of her with my arms around her, and I look like the guy in the picture.
Really?
And then there are other ones where it like where she looks like the guy in the picture, and like she's taking care of me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was just really fun. And
yeah,
we just decided
I'm
to
sure.
take our clothes off and have an amazing time. And my favorite is the bathtub series.
Yeah.
I love the bathtub series a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it flatters you very much. But
really?
Yeah. I thought there was some better pictures. Like the close-ups and stuff. You know, some of the close-ups were real good.
Well, that's the thing that I have to, like, I don't know, that I have to, like, learn to do about mm-hmm. myself.
Right.
Like having grown up as a model, I'm very, very, very self-conscious about how I look in pictures.
Mm.
And this whole series wasn't about like being beautiful or anything like that. It was just about being kind of raw.
Right.
And just kind of, I don't know, our next scene or sequel that we're going to do is in the shower.
Uh-huh.
With the water actually running down and our makeup like just bleeding all across our face.
Yeah. See, that's another thing is you had heavy makeup on, right?
Very heavy.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Lisa did it to my eyes. She wanted to make them kind of like smoky and crazy.
Yeah, but it doesn't suit you very well. Because, you know, you kind of look innocent and like the girl next door.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes you look like not you, you know.
Well, that's the whole. That's kind of the whole point of it.
Okay,
it's kind of like
okay.
being a
you don't have to be irritated with me. I'm just asking.
I'm not being irritated.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to explain that, like, you're supposed to, like, be, like, a different person in these pictures. And, like, you know, people are going to be like, oh, my God, they got their lesbians. Oh, my God, like, they live together. You know, they're just, oh, man. Well, we haven't seen a guy over there in a while. I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
But it was just a pretty crazy fun evening. And I think we're actually going to take a whole bunch of the pictures and we're going to print them out and make a black and white coffee table book.
Oh, nice.
Although, this is one thing. My sister calls me last night, you know, probably at, like, midnight. She's like, Susie, oh, my God. And mm-hmm. I was like, yes, sister, how can I help you? She's like, so I'm doing my, like, 24-hour shift in the emergency room, and I'm bored, so I went on Facebook. And she's like, and there are naked pictures of you on Facebook. And I was like, so what's the problem? Yeah. And she's just like, Susie, do you know our dad just joined Facebook? And I was like, oh, well, I don't have to accept his friend request, do I?
That's true.
So, my poor father. But you know what? I don't think anything will actually shock him.
Yeah.
I think he's beyond being shocked.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I would imagine. But you keep shocking. I mean, I think, I don't know, it's something deep in you. You need to shock, because I'll tell you why. Because when people responded to those pictures, it's like you're like, yeah, so, or, you know, whatever, you know, what you just told your sister. And it's sort of like, yeah, you know, you're enjoying the attention. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I want you to understand. Mm. I just have this fucking shitty habit of analyzing everything.
That's okay. Go for
it. Yeah, so I'm analyzing you right now.
Sam, I've told you before, I love being look at me Susie.
Yeah.
When I go into like crazy Susie mode.
Yeah. So you don't care who sees this. I mean, you have a lot of friends and stuff on Facebook.
Yes.
So you're okay with that.
And I will tell you, the pictures that I did choose to post are, with the exception of the one, and I did take that one down.
Oh, you did?
Yes, the one where it's like full boob.
With the boobage?
Yes.
Okay.
My sister made me promise to do that.
Yeah.
So I did that for her. So now they're only, it's going to be like Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
People are going to have to like really search for like nip slips.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. So that's what it looked like in the beginning. You know, you look at it and you go, okay, these are just artsy pictures and everything. And then you go into that one and you go, wow, she's really pushing the limit here, because
I also didn't want to get kicked off Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
What would I do with my life?
What would you do?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You just go in with a different name, you know? Tell everybody, hey, that's actually me.
Oh, that would still be difficult. I guess you could do that. But
yeah.
Oh. So you don't like the pictures that you do?
No, I love them.
Okay.
I love them.
They're
great.
And you guys can find them on my website at www.susierally.com.
Susierally.com. Do you get a lot of traffic on this? I bet you do, huh?
I don't know.
Like, you don't even know, huh?
No.
But I bet you all your friends and everybody knows you probably.
I've never even done a darn thing on the website.
Yeah.
Although St. Louis Steve just went to it for the first time yesterday.
Oh, really? He
yes.
discovered it?
He discovered it. And he liked it quite a bit.
Yeah. SusieRally.com. I'm sure it's an interesting website.
It is. It is.
A lot happening.
Although I haven't done a single thing to maintain it. It just keeps getting maintained on a daily basis without me.
Well, that's cool.
I know.
So it's a fan site.
It is. It is.
It's not the official site.
Wait, is the official site one that like someone actually does themselves?
No, not necessarily. But I mean, an official one, yeah, is that one that you gave your blessing to, I suppose. So,
well, I've given my blessing to this one.
Right, right. So it is your site.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got my name on it.
You want to take a little break?
I do. I want to take this sweater off. I'm really hot.
Yeah. Okay, well, take it off, and we'll be back right after this.
Coming to theaters, Baz Luhrmann's Australia. Australia, heart-pounding action, majestic beauty, a tender love story, and every ridiculous Australian cliche we could pack into one film.
Crikey! The Japanese are attacking Darwin! Quick! We need to throw another shrimp on the barbie, tap a keg of Foster's, and wrestle up another bloomin' onion!
Australia, starring Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. Think of it as Pearl Harbor meets Crocodile Dundee. 2.
Come on, Bruce! We're going on a walkabout! Tommy Kangaroo Dance Sport! You call that a knife? No rules, just right!
Australia. Rated G for Good Eye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Thank you. all about, 'cause I really don't know. With all the time we have, no wonder I'm being sad. I'm feeling a new love.
Song is so wrong. Oh my god.
I know.
You know what song they were making fun of?
Of course, I kissed a girl.
Oh, I don't know how. I don't know if you know these things.
Oh, I do. I have teenagers.
Okay.
Oh, it's actually a pretty cool song. In the beginning, I hated it because I just thought, yeah, they're just trying to get some attention, you know, and sort of capitalize on this.
Lesbian.
It's in to be lesbian.
Yes,
now,
yes.
You know? And but it's got the good beat to it. You know?
I know that's by Pink, right?
Yeah. No. That's a new chick. I forgot her name. No, it's not Pink.
I thought it was.
It kind of sounds like her, but it's not her, no.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, we can look it up real quick. Somebody call, tell us.
They're talking about the stuffing of the, or removing the giblets, and, oh. I seriously get so grossed out whenever I have to do the full cavity search of a chicken, and, like, stick my hand in there and, like, pull it out, and you're, oh, fuck.
I know. Well, why would you want to do that? Why not just buy it all cut in pieces, you know?
Well, I like roasting a whole chicken.
Do you?
And then I like taking, when I'm finished eating the chicken, I take it and I make it into a chicken stock, and then I'll make a chicken soup out of it.
But when they sell it, don't they already got it out and everything?
Well, that's what I usually thought. And then the last time I cooked a chicken, you know, I just take the chicken, I, you know, unwrap it from the plastic, I put it on the little thing,
mm-hmm.
I put my seasoning and everything on it, and I throw it in the oven. By the time I fucking go to cut the thing open, I realize that the packet of the fucking shit was still inside. I fucking roasted my whole goddamn chicken with like a plastic package. Of fucking giblets or blah.
Oh,
oh, I wanted to puke.
Do you like to eat a lot on Thanksgiving?
I do, but I've been doing actually really well with my new diet.
Really?
Aside from the alcohol. Aside from having a little bit of a relapse with the alcohol, I've decided, you know what, fuck it, that's just me. I did 2 days sober, that was good enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've really actually been doing keeping with the flat belly diet.
Yeah.
So we shall see. It's just very bland. There's not a lot of salt involved in the diet.
Yeah.
So all the food I've been cooking is kind of.
Yeah. But I'm impressed with your commitment.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I actually have been too.
Yeah.
Because I love to eat.
I know. So is it hard?
It's kind of weird. Like I thought it would be hard, but I've really. Like, I've convinced myself that I'm doing this, and that's all there is to it. I mean,
yeah.
I really want to go home for Christmas.
Like there's no option.
Like, there's no option.
Right.
You know, I've allocated my food allowance for, you know, every week to specifically buying, like, these foods, and that's it.
Mm.
And so once I buy the food, I really don't have any money to go off and, like, you know, take myself out to, like, a 5-course meal.
Yeah, so what are you going to do on Thanksgiving?
Well, Thanksgiving, I'll be with my family in Vegas and everything, and...
So it's all right to eat, right?
It's all right to eat. I'll just try and do portion control and everything. Because my dad and his girlfriend, the way they cook, everything is, you know, pretty high in, like, salt, fat, and sugar.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
They're pretty much...
I'm like that, too, though.
They're gourmands when it comes to food. And
yeah.
My dad's girlfriend and I was in the restaurant industry for a long time, so...
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
This one time, like, I had her come to a restaurant where I was working, and, you know, the wrong oysters came. And she's like, excuse me, I ordered Kumamoto oysters. These are not... what are these big fucking... Oh, God. Take them away.
Really?
And I'm like, please just shut up and eat the big sloppy oysters. Like, I know the Kumamotos are, like, better, but... She's like, no, if I'm paying for it, I want to get what I want or what I ordered.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but
yeah,
at the same time,
right. Yeah.
I'm like, please don't make me look like I had come from like a crazy family that's like way too picky. And
I know, it's funny how family can embarrass you sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah. But you know, I've been doing a very good job of trying to embarrass my family.
That's true. You've done more than they have.
I know. I'm actually a little nervous. I have a feeling my mom's going to sign on to Facebook soon and see some of the other pictures I've been posting.
Oh, man. You're going to give her a fucking heart attack, I'm telling you.
No, I don't think so. I think she's pretty well medicated these days. I don't think anything will will push her over the edge. What can I say?
Yeah.
So your kids are in town for Thanksgiving?
My daughter is from college.
Excellent,
yes.
Excellent.
Barely got to see her.
Well, she's here for the rest of the week, right?
Yeah, but I guess around the holiday would be cool. You know, I probably have a little more time, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty pathetic, you know, when I haven't had time to hardly see her since she came.
Are you going to have her for Thanksgiving or is your wife?
No, she's going to be with her mom, I'm sure.
Well, do you get her the day after Thanksgiving?
It's not about getting her, you know, she's old enough to decide where she wants. It's not like with the kids, you know, I get the kid for the holiday. So we'll see. We'll see if she wants to or not, you know, but I mean, she looks great.
Really?
She lost weight, and she's just so cute, you know?
Aww.
And you gotta understand, just like you have the same face as you did when you were 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's the same way.
Aww.
She still has that cute baby face with a button nose.
Oh, I love it. Well, that's good she lost weight going to college. I mean, most kids gain a ton of weight.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Really?
I know I actually lost a lot of weight, but that's because I was like heavily into the cocaine.
Yeah. Well, the thing is this, is that you change a lifestyle, you know, and... That's just what happens. Our guests here?
Our guests are here, yes.
Okay, so we're going to take a really brief break, and we'll be back right after this.
Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
There's something very sensuous when a woman starts talking dirty, you know? You're not expected to in society,
it's
you know?
It's taboo.
Yeah, kind of. Give us another one. Let's hear another one. A really nasty one.
I'm not asking for love. No long language afternoons of touching and caressing. I'm asking to fuck. To take the whole of you into my ride. To tear your cock from your body with my cunt. To bathe in your cum and lick myself clean. I'm not after love. I'm asking to fuck. No soft, lovely words and feelings shared. It's better to be your whore than your lover. I want to throw you, rip away your clothes, surprise you with indecency, shove my tits in your face and beg for you to suck them. Sailors have manners compared to me. I'm not asking for love. I'm asking to fuck and be fucked.
Ooh, wow. I love it.
That was good. I'm actually turned on. You're definitely a cunning linguist, you know that?
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, this is George Takei, and I am truly excited to have Sam and Susie in the Morning on my internet radio. Those two are a hoot. I swear if I was heterosexual, I'd ask Susie out on a date. Of course, I'm homosexual, so I'll be asking Sam out instead. Oh my. And now let's get back to Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like salmon, like S-A-L-M-O-N, salmon.
Salmon?
The way he says it, salmon Susie. I don't know.
All right, then. And so we have a guest in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we can't hear you. You know why? Because I didn't raise your mic.
Oh.
There you go. Susie introduces to her.
This is actually Adore.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Adore.
Yes.
Cool name.
She is the fiance. Am I correct in saying this?
Yes, you may.
The fiance of Be Live. He's actually a guest that we had in the studio a while back.
Be Live?
Yes.
I don't remember a Be Live.
He was the raw food chef that came in.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Who brought the food that you didn't want to eat.
No, that I almost threw up. Do you eat the food?
I absolutely do.
Really? You love it,
huh? He entranced me with his food.
Really?
In very short order.
Just close the door, right?
Yeah, just close the door. Actually, the other one too, if you can. Okay.
Why do you like both doors closed?
Because people come in, you know, and then they make noise outside.
Oh, okay.
You know, right before we end the show and
Sam
stuff.
Sam gets his panties getting all in a bunch if anyone makes any kind of extraneous noise.
There you go, you see?
Well then.
Good morning to you. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Great. Good. Brought a huge bottle of water.
Yes.
And, okay, we'll bring up your mic. Have a seat. And Susie, introduce us to this friend.
This is the friend, he's one of the guys that lived in the hippie commune across the street from me when I lived in Venice.
Right.
And I don't know, yeah, he used to give me all the sensual massages and he used to cater all of my raw food parties at the house and things like that.
Yeah. Now, Adore, what do you think of those massages? Did you know him before that?
No.
No, actually, you just met.
We did. We just met in August.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, the food entranced me in very short order. The food, the personality, the man, all of it.
Oh, wow. So you're impressed with the man. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
And so what was your name again? I forgot.
Brian.
Brian. That's right. And you said B something?
Be Live.
Right. You see, that's why I didn't
remember.
That's
kind of like his alias, I guess. I don't
know. What does Be Live mean?
Well, it's actually my chef name, Chef Be Live.
I see. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Now I remember something. Yeah.
Remember
Susie will tell you, my memory is not very good.
He can't remember what happened like
going
yesterday.
No.
Yeah. It'll get better if you go raw.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't live the most healthy lifestyle, so, you know, that might have something to do with it, you know.
We were just talking. Uh-oh.
What is that? Oh,
it's
we got
a
phone here. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought
that's
I turned
okay.
It on
so, Adora, you guys met in August.
Yes.
How'd you guys meet?
Well, I was actually coming back from a tour in Taiwan. I tour with a company called the Belly Dance Superstars.
Uh-huh.
And we had been in Taiwan, and we came through L.A., and I was originally supposed to hang out and meet a couple of other friends, but that all fell through, but I decided to take myself on a little spiritual journey.
Ah, nice.
So I started a meditation class, and day three into that class, I said, you know what? I need to pick up my yoga again. So I walked into Santa Monica Power Yoga with Brian Kest. Mm-hmm. And
I love him.
I met this Brian.
Oh, wow.
And we haven't really been apart since. That was mid-August.
Wow.
So. Yeah, Brian actually brought me to those yoga classes as well, and I've really got to get back into it because you just feel so good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what everybody says, you
Sam,
know?
Sam, this particular yoga class, I mean, he's like kind of, I mean, he's a spiritual leader kind of, but he also is teaching the yoga, but he's just so funny because you're all, like, you've got like 100 people like jammed into this room and everyone's like half naked and everyone's sweaty and he's like, yeah, like where else can you be all sweaty and like touching yourself and like you just feel so good.
He's like a sexy drill sergeant.
Yes, 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 that is a perfect way to do it.
The sexy drill sergeant of yoga.
Yeah, and he'll be like, bend really like strong this way, bend like this way, like it feels so fucking good.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like just throw the words in there pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So this was love at first sight, huh?
Definitely.
What?
Love at first, dog, downward dog.
Definitely. Well, you know, I think I was in a space more of just focusing on getting my stuff together, getting myself back together, because I've been touring for 4.5 years straight. And
jeez.
Yeah,
that's
no terra firma in that situation.
No,
you know?
No stability at all. Huh?
Yeah, so I was really just so happy to be back in the spiritual community and just getting in touch with all that stuff that I left behind when I moved away from LA. So
wow.
I was just sparkling and happy and smiling, and this guy caught sight of me and kind of locked me in. I was like, oh, well, he's nice. And I was like, oh, well, he's a really nice man. And I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. And he'll
there's
feed
more
me.
There.
I could settle down with him, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yes, when he said raw vegan chef, that was like part three. That was like the holy trinity. I had the meditation, the yoga, and then like the food. I said,
yeah,
it's a done
forget
deal.
About it. Yeah, there you go. So it's sealed, huh?
Yeah.
So now, Susie, you mentioned something about them being engaged.
Yes, I
guess. Really?
That's the rumor on the street anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, that he put out there.
You guys didn't waste...
Gladly.
You didn't waste any time at all.
No.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's funny because I had connected with her, like, by the eyes and mm-hmm. smile.
Right.
And then I sat down, and I came with two friends of ours, from the one-room hippie commune as well.
Right.
Peter and
which
and
he
Maya.
Took me to.
Which I took
we
her.
We spent the night at the Love Shack.
That was the first night.
What was it?
What did
House
you think of it? Did you like it?
Oh, it was awesome. It
really?
I felt like I was in my own like real-time version of Hair when I went into
really?
That place. It was so awesome.
So you like that stuff?
Well, I mean, it was a fun adventure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No, I would imagine. I mean,
I wouldn't imagine myself there all the time, but yeah. I mean, I totally appreciated what it was and the fact that Emil created this beautiful space where, you know,
anyone could just come in and be fed.
I was a total stranger. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They let anyone walk through that door. Don't be fooled.
So who made the first move? Did you, Brian?
I did. Well, like I was just about to say, I told my friends, I said, I'm going to marry that girl.
Really?
Right there, like before I even said
one
word.
You were standing behind me and I was wearing my hot pants.
Oh, man.
Your Lululemons and your ass.
So that's what it was.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, see, my God.
Yeah, you see, guys fixate on body parts, you know? And that's exactly what. So he fell in love with your ass. You might as well marry your ass, you know?
She does
have a very good body. I have to tell the listeners out here. She's very well proportioned.
You've got to as a belly dancer, right?
Well, I'm also an acrobat. So specifically for what I do, if I can't lift it up, then, you know, then I'm pretty much done. So
what, you were like in a circus and stuff?
Very much Cirque du Soleil style performance.
Ah.
But what I do is called acro dance. So I'm an acrobatic dancer. I combine the two.
So what do you do, like somersaults in the air and shit like that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
She's
I'm
the
impressed.
Only one in the world that does what she does.
Really?
Literally. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Maybe we'll have you perform here, no?
I'll do a little something.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Wow, that's cool. Okay, we'll get that.
I don't know about flipping, but, you know, definitely I'll give you the sense of what I do.
Yeah, definitely. We'll put on some Eastern music and stuff and you can dance.
Thank you.
Wow.
So
you must have been in a lot of places in the world, huh?
Yes.
Really?
Been a lot of different places. I've been all over Europe. I mean, we've even performed in Luxembourg. So,
really?
Yes,
nice.
We've been to like postage stamp little countries and then like big, huge ones. We've been to Korea, Taiwan, again, like I said, all over Europe, at least like 15 countries. And
so was this like a large dance troupe and
yes.
stuff? Is that what it was?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
And so now that you're stationary here in LA, are you no longer performing with them? Or
no, I'm just taking some time off because as the only acrobat in the troupe, mm-hmm. I have different needs, and often the way the show is booked, it doesn't really accommodate that. Like I can't do 10 shows in a row indefinitely. You know,
exactly.
So I just take my time off and say, okay, I'll get you on the next one. So my next time out is going to be mid-April. For about a month, we're going to Japan.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And my Brian, how are you going to deal with that?
Oh, I'm very easily.
Yeah? Yeah.
I love
you don't
her.
Mind the break?
Oh, no. I mean, just, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, she's such a beautiful
lady. You're so fucking in love, Susie.
Bullshit, I want a boyfriend.
She's jealous, though.
We were never even boyfriend and girlfriend. We just went right to, okay, yeah, we're doing this. We're getting married.
Really?
It was really evident.
We were basically like, we're married now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, really? So you already live together and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And
Bull hog.
Yeah, so you started going out and stuff. How long before you had sex?
I don't know, like 5 days.
Like, really?
Good girl. Yeah, you held out. And you didn't.
I didn't put out on the first day. Yeah, I didn't do it on the first date.
We didn't even kiss the first date.
No,
we did Eskimo kiss.
Yeah, but
really
isn't that
cute.
Because Brian, when you want to approach someone seriously, you figure I don't want to fuck it up, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to take it slow and stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. We took it really slow, considering how we felt.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's finally fire when you finally did get to bed.
Oh yeah, wow. It was awesome.
Really?
What an incredible day,
the
night,
best ever.
Then day
and
again.
These people don't even do drugs. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, raw power, baby.
Yeah, they have natural high.
The best sex ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the raw food or what?
It's part of it.
All
for
of it.
Sure.
Really?
Well, I mean, we're catches, you know? We're each other's catch. It's like
it's
what we were both looking for. So it's the whole package.
So have you done all of the positions on his body, all the tattoos?
Oh, we are casting for the Tantra Elephant Orgy.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, I'm a pretty good actor, you know? I don't have experience.
So no, we haven't yet, but I'm looking forward to the Elephant Orgy.
Wait, are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Are you guys going to have an open relationship?
Hold on a minute here.
They're going to be
we're pretty open.
Yeah, I guess they are fucking hippies, you know,
or something.
Right. Something like
wait,
that.
Really?
Well, we're casting for the threesome and foursome as well. So.
Excellent.
We've only done the couple thing so far. So
yeah. Well, we need to understand this.
Yeah, we're solidifying
you guys
that part first.
Which we're perfectly fine with being in, you know, right there.
Yeah, we're just, opening it up just in case there's, you know.
Share the love.
Share the love. And if the chemistry's right, who knows?
So have you guys decided on an open relationship? Have you consciously decided on it? No.
No,
not,
but
not quite that.
You would bring someone to the bed together.
Yeah, as long as we feel connected to the person as in an energetic way to where we both like, we know there's not going to be anything that's weird.
Right, exactly. But you're not going to do it separately. It's not like you're going to find someone and say, I'm going to have sex with him.
No way.
Okay, cool.
No.
So, you're just open to experiment within your marriage.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Cool. Cool.
So you guys aren't going to be like me and go on like casual encounters on Craigslist?
we've had enough trouble with Craigslist.
Our landlords, oh my god.
Yeah.
With landlords?
Oh yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We've had Craigslist experiences that beyond that.
We wouldn't
go back to it. Probably.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Susie could find you a big supply of girls. And even guys. Even guys. Now, Brian, would you have another guy in the bedroom with you guys?
As I said, as long as it's energetically in alignment with what we're about.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm open.
What does that mean?
Oh, it has to be someone we're both connected to. As far as you know, as far as having the sex part, I might not be involved.
Right,
but
right.
If it's someone that I truly like, enjoy their presence and energy, and she feels the same way. Hey, you know,
how did we get here?
Yeah, she's ready
fast.
For it. Yeah.
To work fast.
It's called a tattoo.
No, it's interesting because that actually takes on a whole lot more. Not complexity than it seems, you know, having the right energy is that's a huge thing because, you know, superficially a lot of people look hot, they look great, whatever, but then you get to know them or you feel their energy in your relationship and most times you're like out of here because it's not worth risking the relationship.
Not at all.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So it's standard. Rarely, yeah. It will rarely happen.
Right.
You know, I mean, if at all.
No, I don't know. I mean, I really, I don't know if to admire you or to really feel sorry for you. but I don't know. I could never see my wife getting fucked by somebody else.
Well,
you know,
like I said.
What about your wife fucking somebody else? Right. A whole other dynamic.
Right. It's a whole bunch of people fucking simultaneously.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what's
what
going
I mean.
On.
Okay, well, that's what I mean. Though.
I would love to see her enjoying life. You know, I love her so much.
Right.
Just her enjoying. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure I would enjoy it in some way. Like, right. At least, like. The experience, you know, it has to be in the right person.
Now, I've got a question, Bri. So what if all of a sudden, like, she's getting fucked by this person that you both energetically, like, got along with or accepted into this, you know, orgy or threesome, whatever it is. And what if she's just, like, being rocked? You know what I mean? And she's
exactly.
Like, oh, my God.
Hey, I know how much I rock her, too, so. There's no doubt whatsoever in my mind what
I
provide.
You're the top rock? He's the top rock.
Well, we'll see a year from now, you know.
He's the rock of Gibraltar.
You know, the passion kind of.
Oh, my goodness, he's the rock of Gibraltar,
yes,
she says.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he is. He has nothing to worry about, and he knows it.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I still couldn't see my wife with a dick inside of her or sucking somebody else, you know. It just it wouldn't happen, you know, and I think most people feel that way. So perhaps you guys are fortunate in a way that you can experience new things, you know, that most people
well,
wouldn't.
Well, right now it's just a concept.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
exactly.
Just baby steps because, you know, I've experienced some things in my life and most of them are relatively casual.
Right.
So they weren't within the confines of a relationship that was actually working. So I'm taking baby steps, and so is he. And
I've
never
experienced any of my tattoos. You know, I have
really?
All these erotic
bullshit.
No, except for, of course, the couple ones. But I've never been in a threesome. I've never been in a foursome. I've never
been
in an orgy. I've never...
I kind of assumed that's always what went on over in the hippie commune.
Well, not once.
You're shattering my dream.
Not even doing the drugs part of was it going on in the hippie commune. We're like,
we were
raw foodists.
It was more about
cuddled,
the cuddle
you know, like,
I would join in the cuddle puddle, but I always assumed that there was like a new, like a next level of cuddle puddle that I always missed when I had to leave.
That's when we went into the meditation.
Behind the
prayer
scenes.
Mode, literally.
Oh, damn it! Then it gets even more. Then it gets boring.
Yeah,
goes from like cuddle puddle and like sensual massages to.
Well, you left.
Oh. Good point.
It could have went in the other direction,
yeah,
but
maybe
the girls
you were meant to
left.
Leave that.
Yeah.
Remember, you left, and there was two or three guys there.
Yeah.
So come on.
That's right.
We're
okay.
not gay,
okay.
so.
Yeah, we have to mention that, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. You know, I mean, to see your wife being taken by someone else. You know,
well, it's
or
not just about
really
the
like
dudes.
Enjoying. No. Well, I know.
There's girls.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's my main objective. I mean,
I know,
like
but
women,
that's what
so.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, you like women?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are going to focus more on women, probably,
most
right?
Most likely.
Probably.
Okay. All right. So let's go there. Now. Okay.
Let's go. Yes. Let's enter the fem zone.
Oh,
okay. So,
Susie.
So
I did nothing.
Now, Susie was a practicing lesbian. Have you ever been?
She only practiced.
Well,
what'd you do?
A plus, baby.
All right. Remember, we are casting for the Tantra Elephant.
Oh, my. It's getting hot in here.
I was never a practicing lesbian. I was always a bisexual. So,
oh, really? Always?
Yes, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, even before I was practicing, I knew.
Really?
Yeah.
And was your first person a girl or a boy?
My first sexual experience was with a boy.
Really?
Yes.
And how old were you then?
I was 15.
Oh, wow. Everybody does it at 15, it seems, no? Brian, what about you? When
I guess
you
the sexy people do.
I was. Oh, gosh. I guess
the popular kids.
No, I'm kidding.
I was 18.
18.
Or the 32.
Well,
also
bad.
Was my
yeah.
boyfriend at the time. So, I mean, that's the proper, I think, alignment.
It was his first time, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Adore, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from New Jersey. I'm a nice Jewish girl from New Jersey.
Yeah. Nice Jewish girl.
I am, actually, on my father's side. So.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow.
I'm
yeah.
serious.
Well, people probably don't understand, but we're
I'm
looking...
biracial yeah. and bisexual and bicoastal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love it. Sam's a Jew.
I'm
nice.
A Jew. I'm a Jew, definitely.
Shalom.
Nice.
Yeah. Shalom to you, too.
I just found out I was a Jew a month ago.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, after 37 years.
Are you serious?
I thought I was German, and I found out that I was German Jew.
Really?
On his mom's
yeah.
side,
on
so
your
it's
mom's
real.
Side.
Yeah.
So you are Jewish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
He kind of looks Jewish, doesn't he?
He could,
I mean,
yeah.
Meaning that he looks like a nice, good man.
He is. Yeah. He's a mensch.
Yeah. I mean,
Sam's signing me up for J-Date because he wants me to find a nice Jewish boy as well. So
yeah?
I nice. Might become Jewish, too. We oh, might cool. all
and
four of us be Jews.
Jewish and hetero all in one fell swoop.
There you go.
I don't know about hetero. Come
my
on.
Bisexuality.
Awesome.
Awesome. I didn't even get to answer that question.
Yeah. And then you're from Massachusetts, right?
I'm from New York, but I lived
so
in Massachusetts for 4 years.
Bicoastal, bisexual.
Yeah, by
yeah.
Yay. I like to say I don't discriminate. You know what I mean? I don't consider myself like heterosexual or bisexual or anything. But, you know, I'm very, I don't know, I kind of, if, I don't know, if I see a girl and I meet her, I don't know, and I get this chemistry, I mean, it's all over. That's it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I will say it doesn't happen very often. You know what I mean? I don't walk down the street and, like, see girls. I mean, I'll check them out and be like, all right, nice legs, nice ass. All right, fake tits. Psh, peace out.
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't think I would fuck her or something or, like...
Not usually. Not.
No,
I mean, it's
no.
not until I actually get to know a girl that I really start, like, developing, like, this connection, and that's when it, like, escalates to the next level.
Right.
Or, you know, I'll just have a threesome, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I tend to operate in that fashion, too, where it's, like, it can be either, like, I'm a total dude, and I'm like, oh, man, she's hot, I won't do her, you know. Or it could just be, like, you know, not someone that is necessarily aesthetically what I normally would just jump on, but right. not that I jump on people, but...
actually, you're the acrobat.
Yes, that I would tumble on, but it could be just,
I would,
you know,
roll all over you.
Yeah. So, Brian, does she do any acrobatics for you in bed?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And belly dancing.
Really? Wow.
Oh, man. So, I forgot about that. Like, I just do it. You know, I forget. That
She's like, my leg just naturally goes behind my head. I just don't know what to do.
Where? How'd that happen? Undulations come in handy.
Yeah. And a little yoga thrown in there, too.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
you guys
could
probably do a lot
together.
Of Kama Sutra and stuff, right? I mean, all these weird positions and shit.
Well, we have a lot of years to be together, so we're
that's
gonna,
true.
We're gonna
that's
take that
true.
Slowly too.
We
one page at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do it all at once; then it'll get boring.
Yeah,
you know,
I actually ended up in one yesterday that I was like, "Whoa, this is new." That was awesome. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't know how we got there. We just did.
That was awesome.
What was it? What were you doing?
I don't even know.
I don't know. We'd have to demonstrate, and I don't think that's appropriate.
It is very appropriate.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to if you don't want to. Keep it private.
But it'd be kind of like what you were saying, like watching another guy, you know.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if you'd be into that.
No, I wouldn't be into another guy, no. But into two chicks, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, that's hot.
But we can scissor.
Yeah.
We just watched a South Park episode last night.
Scissors. I called, or I went up on Casual Encounters a little while ago, and I found some guy that was like, non-smoker seeking girl who smokes cigar. And I was like really bored, and like my boyfriend and I, the Franz, we've kind of broken up.
I thought you had already kind of broken up before.
We've broken up so many times, but this time it's for real. I really mean it. No, I swear.
And he's not harboring in your apartment, taking over at this point, huh?
No, I've moved.
No.
That's
yeah,
right.
Excellent.
You're
the
lizard
lady. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can tell by her behavior that they're not together anymore.
Yeah,
no,
cool.
Really.
And by the big smile on my face.
Yes.
Freedom. But so I answered this Casual Encounters thing, and it was like, you know, I'm like, all right, I'll bite. You know, I smoke cigars, but are you talking about your cigar or like an actual cigar?
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
What do you want me to smoke here, buddy? But it turns out he's one of the writers for South Park, because I corresponded with this guy for like, I don't know, half an hour, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to come over and meet you. And so I went over to his house, and I met the guy.
Nice. Now, do you believe this? Would you have done that, Adore?
No.
I mean, a guy
I'm
you don't
terrified
know.
Terrified of.
Yeah, she's
of
fucking
ads
crazy.
And internet. I'm absolutely terrified. It took me forever to put my actual whereabouts on my MySpace. Yeah. I mean, that's
yeah.
really brave
and
to me.
And it's not even like he came to you chasing you. I mean, you fucking went to him.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it would take, though. I mean, a woman, if she's going to do that, has to be, you know.
The ball's got to be in my court.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have, like, strong ovaries and just go over there and do it. Yeah. That's awesome.
But I went over there.
there. I let him give me like a neck massage. Then after half an hour, I was like, I gotta go. And I just got up and left, and he's left sitting there like, yeah. What?
He had to smoke his own cigar. Yeah.
Probably hopefully, totally pissed off.
Hopefully he knew yoga.
Yeah.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah. Brian, did you ever try to suck your own dick like any time during your life? I think every guy has.
Why, did you?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Yeah, I tried it.
I wanted to say no comment, but since you're like so bold.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's fucking done it. It's because you're curious to see, you know. Yeah. Is it going to reach my mouth?
How'd
you
do?
I reached my mouth.
Oh, yeah? Shut up, really?
I did. But really? I don't think I could do it now because I'm not as flexible, you know.
Yoga.
That's true, yeah.
But raw foods.
Yeah, but somehow right now when I have you know, a woman around, I don't have the need to suck my own cock.
Why?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Exactly.
That was just a really, really disturbing picture of the two of you, like in like the full fetal position, like sucking your own cock.
Yeah, you are.
It's more like knees over yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Your knees over, you know, at your shoulders.
That is seriously. Oh my God, that is even more disturbing.
I know. But like, you see, you never thought guys do that, huh?
Oh man. Yeah.
It's something that every woman wishes she could do.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they do it with their tits.
Yeah,
well, not these girls in the studio.
I'm sorry to shatter the illusion, but stimulation
we don't walk
is not orgasmic.
Not for you. We had some chicks. Yeah, we had a porn star here that after her boob job, she said she can come from just nipple manipulation, right?
Huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I really, really believe it.
I believe it. I've seen some women.
You believe anything that
involves... That's fucking bullshit. You're the gullible here. No. No, like, for example, I don't really believe in that squirting. I mean, some women I think can, but for the most part, you know, I don't really think it happens that much. But no, I mean, I don't agree with you on that.
All right, fine.
Okay.
God, you must get all kinds of porn stars being here in the Valley now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. Hmm.
I went to the penthouse party on Friday. It was really fun.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
And we actually had... I ran into one of the guests that we had on, Daisy Marie. She's so super cute.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, she was the
you
one.
You would eat her up. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And eat her out, too. Yeah. All at the same time. Yeah, she's very cute. A Mexican girl, cute, innocent.
She's got these little freckles across her face. I mean, she just looks like the girl next door. And then the way she talked about being fucked, it was amazing. Because, you know, usually you get the porn stars in here, and they're kind of sleazy, you know, and they're just kind of like, oh, yeah, like... the flip side, I got gonorrhea, and I'm just like, aw. But like, I'm like, no.
Well,
I'm like, don't.
There is TMI, huh?
I'm like, Sam, why don't you get like the sanitizing wipes? And but yeah, she was just like so cute. And the way she was talking about being fucked, you know, she's just like, you know, I just love it. Like, I just love being fucked, and it's just so amazing, and this way and that. And she's just like cute and perky, and you could just see her, you know, being fucked the way she was talking about it. And she just made it kind of classy and cute.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. She's an unusual porn star, you might say.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
But there are some of those.
Yeah. So, Adora, did you have like a steady girlfriend? Or was it just like usually casual?
No, I have. There is one woman that I've had a relationship with over the years that, you know, we would get together maybe like once a year kind of thing. Mm. So, I mean, there was a certain amount of romance in that, and also practicality because I was living somewhere else entirely. But really, I mean, it wasn't like a girlfriend kind of relationship.
Not like with a guy.
No.
Yeah.
No. It was very different.
Yeah,
And I appreciated that too.
So you prefer guys more, but
definitely,
but you'll do women as well.
I definitely identify in as far as relationships with the hetero model.
Right.
To some extent.
Yeah.
To some extent. However,
now,
you know,
which extent is that?
To the extent that I like being complimented energetically by male energy, by very specific, you know, male energy from a man as opposed to male energy from a woman, because I have that going on. I'm actually way more butch than I appear. So in the relationship, if I were to be with a woman, I'd be more like the guy.
I see.
I always go for like the male type girls when I'm in a relationship. Back when I was in my boarding school and I was dating girls, like, you know,
Every time I tell this to men, like, you know, that I've had, like, these sexual relationships with women, they're just like, oh, God, they've got this picture in their mind of, like, us with, like, lipstick and our makeup done.
Right, right.
You know, we're both wearing, like, high heels in bed. And no. You know, we are not wearing high heels. Like,
Victoria's Secret.
You know, we're wearing Birkenstocks and, you know, like, someone's got hairy armpits.
Yeah. I was just going to say Birks and hairy armpits. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
How I got started.
So there was a hippie involved as well.
Yeah. Rachel was a bit of a hippie. But she was totally the boy, and you know, I was just the girl. That was the way it was.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like seeing my partner with a man, mm-hmm. I still have never experienced seeing my partner with a woman.
Right.
So I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I could see myself as far as getting
baby steps.
Definitely baby steps, because I could see myself getting just as like worked up and like whoa. With her being a girl, as right. with a guy.
Yeah, you know, so that's true. Yeah.
What if it's with a girly guy?
You know,
I think
baby steps.
Somehow more acceptable. No, I mean, we've even had moments where there's like a flirtation with me and another woman, and he's like, huh? Wait, okay. Yeah. But, I mean, it does take some getting used to.
He gets a little jealous, you're saying?
A little jealous.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, jelly.
I like that.
I have some Leo in
he
me.
He does, so. And I love it. I actually appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, it's nice. But that's why I know you guys won't be able to live out your fantasies. There's no fucking way.
Oh, well.
There's no way. If you have a little jealousy in you, it's not going to work.
Well, we'll
but,
see.
You know.
I mean, right now, I like that
just
it's
be
fantasy.
Careful. Because I think it can break up a relationship. I really can, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen it happen, you know? Because people can't handle it, you know.
Yeah.
Some people can, but you know.
Well, we'll
but
see.
Who knows? Yeah, I wish you all the best with that.
Well,
you know,
thank
I mean,
you.
Shoot, you know. And just bring.
Thank you for your
just
blessing.
Send, yeah, send
your sex blessing.
Send us some pictures, you know.
Yeah. It'll be another tattoo on the front by the time we get done with it.
Yeah. Wow.
As long as raw foods are involved, then I'm sure everything will be okay.
Have you guys ever done any freaky sex like involving like raw food?
Let me think.
Well, not yet. We have plans to, though, during.
Because, like, Hershey syrup, like, and whipped cream, like, that's not raw, so you guys can't eat that.
No,
well,
like a cow.
It's funny because I...
cow syrup.
Yeah.
Cow!
I can make Hershey syrup look like, just like, I don't know, Burger King or something, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He made chocolate syrup the other day. That was so good. I mean, I was rolling on the floor.
Really?
Not with it, but with it in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Wait. We did put something on somewhere one time, and we have had a little bit of an experience.
Was I awake? What happened?
Yeah, or was it me?
The cacao.
Where did it go?
Like on me.
Oh wow! We have a lot of sex, so it's
it was
hard
very.
For
it was briefly though, you know, because we plan on having durian sex.
Yeah,
do you guys
know about the durian?
Durian.
Fruit? Or Morntong.
What is that? No, tell us
okay,
about it.
Okay, it's this...
Is that a fruit?
It's a fruit. And it's this big, prickly thing, and it looks like you shouldn't touch it. I mean, it hurts when you touch it. It's got a hard outside.
Yeah, it actually kills people when it falls
when
in the jungle.
When it falls off a tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
And it's heavy, but when you open it, it's got this, like, really sensual-looking yellow fruit. It's like... It looks like a cross between...
A vagina?
Yeah.
Oh, when you open it
but
up,
it's yellow.
It's a vagina, for
it
sure.
It does. It looks like vagina lips or something inside.
Ooh.
And there's like, different chambers inside of it. So there's, like, these pods with this, like, viscous... I mean, it's, like, fleshy.
Really?
But it smells kind of oniony. It's weird. At first, you don't want to eat it. Your intuition's like, I shouldn't eat anything that smells like that. And then you taste it, and it's actually quite sweet.
But it's not oniony tasty?
Not really, no. And then after the first time, you build up this immunity to the onion smell and taste, and it just becomes better and better and
so
better.
So it's kind of like sex. Like after the first time, you know, it kind of sucks. You've got to build up and like work on it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even try it for a couple of years being a raw foodist, and then once I tasted it, it was like, it was one of my favorite things I've ever put in my
you
mouth.
You actually brought that thing here.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, I wasn't going to open it up because
it
has a smell that'll just drive everyone
really?
Out.
Yeah, you can smell it next door.
But
really?
And we were already on the verge of getting thrown out of the last studio.
That's true. You don't want to do that.
I tried to have guests bring like alligators or crocodiles like through the lobby, and then I bring this guy, and you know, he's like bringing this fruit in that he
stank
wants.
Fruit.
With my knife. I had like, I don't even know how I got through the
he's
security
get through security with these huge
chef knives.
Yeah.
Cleaver and
oh
But like the, a murderer the, or something.
But the other aspect of durian is that it's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, yeah.
So
is it
we're,
really?
We're imagining that that's going
like
to
like you guys
set
need to get any
thing.
Hornier, right?
Mm. I mean, it couldn't hurt. Why not try?
I'm telling you, Sam, you can reach new levels of horniness.
Oh, always. Yeah.
I suppose.
I have on acid, but I know you guys don't, you know, partake. But
so you guys are both very natural, right? No drugs, no...
not at all.
Yeah. Do you drink?
No.
No drinking, huh? Mm-mm. Well, you're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Two peas in a pod, Susie.
I know.
Yes, two durian pods in the hole or whatever. Yeah. I tried. It didn't work.
That was good enough.
Thank you.
So, Adore, I took a private belly dancing class probably about 2 weeks ago in Vegas.
Ooh.
Wow. And it was Egyptian belly dancing. Are you familiar with that?
Yes,
kind?
Very. Very familiar.
Okay. And first of all, the teacher actually yelled at me at one part during the class because she told me that, like, she's like, stop. And she turns off the music and she's like, that is not the way you are supposed to move your hips, young lady. And she's like, this is not like a, you know, you're not supposed to be like fucking like on the dance floor with my move. Apparently, I was just like really like swiveling my hips and everything else in like a really inappropriate fashion. And I think it could be up to interpretation on how people want to, you know, do their own little dance. You know, don't people take their artistic license into everything that they do?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, any teacher who says you are doing that wrong and, like, embarrasses you in a class isn't a teacher. That's someone on a power trip, and I'm actually really angry right now at this person. Seriously, because I love dance so much, and I've experienced a lot of different kinds of teachers. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, stern people and tough people and fun people, but the common thread is that they all had dance as the ultimate goal and the upliftment of that, you know, as the ultimate goal as opposed to punishing people.
Yeah.
So the person you experienced, I wouldn't ever recommend them. And you can say their name on air and say, don't go to this person because that's not teaching. And that's really, really not what belly dance is about at all.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of, I have really loose hip joints and it's not my fault. My legs just kind of naturally like spread open and, you know.
Right. Well, it'll take you time to bring
them
parallel.
Under control.
You know, I mean, all she had to tell you was, okay, focus on putting your knees parallel. And in Western dance, we always have our legs open and we're writhing all over the place because that's what we do.
Right.
Yep. You know, right. But to expect you to get it immediately, especially
on, like,
if she hasn't explained it, that's not teaching.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Good, good. I'm glad to hear
you. She's a dummy.
Adore teaches. So.
I do teach.
Oh, really?
So that's why I'm so passionate about it, because not only do I teach belly dance, I want women to unfold and blossom like the lotus, because that energy in the second chakra and the third chakra in the abdominal area is so precious, and we've been so traumatized, you know, whether it's like, I need flat abs, or, you know, I shouldn't be eating this, or, you know, my... It's like there's a lot of shame around, you know, the lower abdominal area as well. So all that trauma gets stored there. And once you start belly dancing, you're dealing with it. So that's a very sensitive time. It's a very sensitive space, especially for women, but also for men. And anyone who doesn't honor that has their own stuff going on.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, I approach it from that standpoint, but belly dance in the cultures where it comes from the Silk Road, when you're talking about, from like northern India down through Africa, from the trade routes, it's folk dancing, you know,
is it meant to titillize men, though?
No, that wasn't the point.
That was never the point. Because I know women like it a lot, too.
Exactly.
Watching it, right?
Well, I can tell you.
It's very sexual when you watch it.
It's sexual, it's sensual.
Sensuous, and it
depends on who's doing it. Because I can tell you from touring with this company for the past 4.5 years, most of our audience is women.
Really?
And they're women who belly dance. So we basically have, like, Trekkies in the audience, you know, women in their costumes and coin belts and coin scarves, and there's
that was my favorite part.
Yeah, all the accessories, honey. That's how I got hooked.
I loved having my little coin scarf around my hips, and I was just like, ta-ting, ta-ting.
Yeah. Well, it makes a difference too to have that on when you're first learning, because these are muscles and areas of your body that you never explore. And how are you going to know if they're moving unless you can see it
and you hear it and you feel it? Like, you feel it. You're just like, oh yeah, ta-ting.
And there's a lot of power in that, being able to control your body and combine movement in this very specific way that is completely antithetical to how we usually move in this country, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's really powerful and can be really beautiful and fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is.
But hands down, sensual.
Really?
Sensual. No matter what. Yeah. Really? It's very sensual.
Okay, well, give us a demonstration. I'm going to play you some Eastern sounding song.
Okay, wait.
It's only a few seconds.
Yeah. I have to get prepared. She has to take her shoes off.
You have to feel the floor. It's very earthy.
Yes.
You know? So if you're not feeling the floor, you're not really getting it.
Yeah. Okay, she's pulling up her shirt now.
I'm going to pull up my shirt.
Because we got to see the belly, right? When
to,
you belly
yes,
dance.
Yes, you have to see the belly. Right. Oh, I guess I have to take off my headphones.
Yeah, but then you won't hear the music. You don't have to take them off. But
Okay.
Well, maybe you'll hear it through the headphones. I'll play it real loud.
I need a scarf.
A scarf? So you can't do it without the scarf, huh? I mean, you got to have, like, the garbage.
I would prefer to do it with the scarf.
Yeah.
So you can see. Because I'm a little skinny, too, so it helps people see the movement, all the work I'm doing.
Not a little skinny. You're very skinny. She's got a great
body.
I'm
an acrobat.
She's great
got a
body.
Fabulous body.
Yeah,
like
really
I said,
does.
If I can't lift it, I don't have a job.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not used to this kind of music, but it's going to be brief, but just... Okay.
This is Borat Sagdiyev, and when I am traveling around the world and have internet connection,
whoa!
I will gently cup up my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio.
She's gyrating.
Relax.
Whoa. You should see the gyrating. Oh, my. There she goes.
Whoa.
Holy shiza.
That's something, man. Wow. Here, we'll play it again. Don't stop.
Hello, this is Borat Sagdiyev. When I am traveling around the world and have internet connections,
shake it, baby,
I like
shake
to
it.
Gently cup up
wow,
my balls
look at,
and listen
look at
to
those
LA
hips.
Talk Radio.
I'm like mesmerized.
Yeah. Wow, you're good.
Wow.
And when she throws like a flip,
all right,
and
let me
a
tell
no
you.
Hands flip in there. And,
yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing. You are good. You should be you should be teaching it, yes.
Well, she's created her own style, too.
I have chills. That got me all hot and bothered.
Awesome.
I mean,
come to class.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. And, and it was unusual for me because I know many belly dancers are sort of like, you know, like they're not skinny, right?
No.
Especially the ones from the Middle East and
of
stuff.
Of course.
They're not skinny at all. So when they
you
shake.
You see all that flesh
yeah,
shaking.
Yeah, exactly. All the flesh is shaking and stuff.
Yeah.
But like your abdominal muscles, I mean they're perfectly flat and sculpted, but they're not like too much. But like the way they were just like whoa,
yeah.
I mean
it's
it was
a
like watching
style.
Like watching the wave. Like I could see every little movement in all of your muscles.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And like
thank
she
you.
Just had this big beautiful smile on her face the whole time too.
I know she did.
I love dancing.
It's the best
I love
thing
it.
Ever.
I'm
yeah.
sure.
Sam,
have you been dancing all your life?
All
much?
My life.
Really?
Yes.
And when did you start the belly dancing?
I started belly dancing about 10 years ago in New York.
Oh.
But it was in addition to a lifetime of dance and gymnastics. So really? I had started dance and gymnastics when I was 2.
Really?
And at one point I was competing nationally and doing the Nutcracker for New Jersey Ballet concurrently. And that was like the height. It was the height of my childhood career.
Oh,
great. So after that I started, you
what
know.
What role were you in the Nutcracker?
I was the lead clown because I could actually tumble. So that was usually a boy's
that's
role.
True.
So, you know, again, like, here we go with, like, the exchange of sex roles. You know, I was doing a boy's part, but I
was an
it.
Angel, a ginger, and Fritz.
Oh, cool. So you can identify.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember just one year I was devastated. I think I was like 10 years old, and like we were under the stage at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York, and all of a sudden I see the Sugar Plum Fairy like sitting underneath the stage, chain smoking a cigarette.
Oh,
and I was like, no, the Sugar Plum Fairy smokes. It was so awful. Like my dreams are just shattered.
Yes.
I had the same experience. I mean, and I think that's why Brian and I get along so well because even though we've experienced a lot of life, we still have a lot of innocence and naivete about us.
Yeah,
I
really
mean, some
weird.
People might call it stupid, but no, it isn't. It
we'll
really
call it naive.
It is naive. It's there's
innocence.
Something about when even if you've experienced that, even if I saw the Sugar Plum Fairy smoking too and felt just as heartbroken, and
yep.
I still feel that way when I see it now.
Really,
that's
you know?
Interesting.
Really,
yeah.
Really, it's oh, it feels
wow.
the same exact way when I see it now. Like really, so, people still do that.
So every you know? Sugar Plum Fairy smokes.
Oh no, not the Sugar Plum Fairy. The metaphorical Sugar Plum Fairy. It's ballerinas. It's dancers. You
oh,
know,
yeah, dig it.
People that are like so in tune with their
yeah,
bodies and
yeah.
they're so healthy on so many other levels, and it's just like really,
yeah. Yeah. Well, no one's perfect, I suppose.
I know. It's like when you see nurses smoking, too, outside hospitals. It's like, you know, you're sitting there, like, taking care of someone with, like, emphysema and, like, with this and that, and here you are, just like...
Yeah, I've seen professionals.
Well, it's a fucking addiction, you know? I mean, stop criticizing people. I'm a smoker, you know? And let me tell you, it's very hard to quit, you know?
Of course.
I mean, I want to... Kind of, you know, because I'm sure everybody wants to, but it's just you don't realize it because you're so attached to it, you know.
Well, but, specifically for dancers, though. I mean, no, this is weird.
I smoked two packs. Why? I smoked 2 packs a day for many years.
Really?
Oh yeah. Lots of marijuana. I smoked. I mean,
really.
So I mean, you can do it. I mean, it's just you just have to.
No, you can.
Like
I mean, I've quit before, but the thing is now, I think when you get older, it's harder, you know, because you've done it for longer, you know. But are you guys more or less the same age?
Really? We're almost exactly 2 years apart,
and our birthdays are
short of
our birthdays are like 4 days apart. I'm March 2nd, he's March 6th. Oh, you're Pisces.
We're both Pisces.
Me too. I knew it.
Yay. Yeah.
What's your birthday,
Susie? March 14th.
Oh, 14th.
Don't forget it either. I want a present.
And wait, what sign are you? What's your birthday?
If you waited a few days, you would have been an Aries, and there's no way we would have gotten along at all.
Really?
Yeah, Taurus and Aries don't get along
at all. Oh,
Taurus. Yes.
Oh, so, the bull.
The bull,
Mr. Masculine Man.
Yeah, Mr. Love.
Yeah.
Don't blow his head up.
My daughter and her mother are Tauruses.
Really?
So I have a few other Tauruses in my life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Definitely know the Pisces-Taurus connection.
How does that work? Does that work pretty well? No?
No, it's great in a sense, but you know, they're earth, very earthy, and bulls, like, with their horns.
Right.
Well, I think, Pisces woman, Taurus man definitely is a good combination.
Oh, Pisces woman,
Taurus man.
Really?
You know, or, like water woman and earth man can be really good.
You know, if it had happened at a different time in our lives, I could have seen it being a perfect match, but for when it did, you know, it just created... two beings that created two beautiful children and realized we could be really good friends.
Yeah, exactly.
That's usually how it turns out.
But we're both totally cool with each other.
Yeah. That's cool.
Awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, as long as you're not in the same house together, you're good. Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Which I've done.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Adore, have you been married before?
I've come very close.
Very close.
Yeah, but not officially.
Right.
Yeah.
So no kids or anything?
No kids.
Oh.
Cool. You think she would have that belly if she had kids?
Well, I don't know.
Possibly.
My mom has this belly.
Do you want to take a look
God
at this
willing.
Belly?
I'll bet you she will because it's in the genes, you know?
God willing, yes. You know, my mom, she went right back to... She was a model, so she's actually quite a bit taller than me and like a beanpole. Like, she was very thin and she went right back to her shape after... she had me, so
but of course
she had me when she was like 24, and I'm gonna be quite a bit older than that when I have kids, so.
Well, you're remarkably well preserved. I guess I can attribute it to the dancing.
Thank you, darling.
No, you're absolutely gorgeous. Like, I just keep looking back to you. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Don't give me those eyes, be like.
I'd give anything to see you both kiss right now. French kiss.
Me too. Okay, what do I have in my pocket?
Come on, somebody, Susie, take the initiative. Come on.
Sam, you're making me blush.
Didn't think we could do that.
We both got all girly. Like,
I know,
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure, Brian, you leave in one room together for a while, man. They do it. They'd fucking do it. Man. I know. Oh,
hey,
man.
Pisces power.
That's
right.
All this fishiness around here.
Yeah. Swimming in all directions.
Yes.
So what's next for you? I mean, are you going to go away again, or you said just for a short time?
Just for a short time. For a month in Japan. And then after that, I just want to establish... what I need to here in LA.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really my home.
Open up your own studio.
That's coming. You
know? Yeah,
it's
cool,
coming.
Cool.
But I'm definitely doing classes and also teaching privately.
Yeah.
And putting together my own show. I'm producing my own show while I'm here.
Really?
Yes.
She also has her own style that she's completed, that she's literally created.
Yes, my style is called Belly Soul. Because it's not just about belly dancing. It's not just about dance. It's about your spirit and your soul and how that just how it's affected by dance and channeling spirit through dance.
Yeah,
so. She's in the process of getting a production deal too for a video.
Really? Wow! Yes.
Rob, congratulations! That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a dream come true.
Gotta treat her with respect, Susie. You know.
Am I not treating her with respect?
I'm just making sure. That's all.
So Taurus Daddy's taking care of me.
Oh no.
So did you guys pick a date yet for the marriage? For the wedding, I mean?
No, we haven't, but I think I was going to tell you this before, but I really want to do it in August.
This is on the radio.
On the radio.
This is so unlike her.
It is totally unlike me, but I've been thinking about it for the past
couple
days.
I'm open.
August, that will make it 1 year exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah, even do it
on your anniversary.
In the Stinky Feet Yoga Studio. That'd be very romantic.
We have been talking like the two different versions. Her family's on the East Coast. Mine's on the West Coast. We have close friends and family on both.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, we want to do one on each.
Right.
Yeah.
We have envisioned a little bit of how we're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, we both meet somewhere in the middle, like Iowa.
No, thank you.
Sexy central.
Now, let me ask you
actually,
this, though.
Iowa is cool. We did a show in Iowa, and there was a very nice young lady who was a fan who
really
came to say hello after the show.
Oh, my.
Iowa.
Oh, really?
Now,
really.
Now, how do you think your families are going to go for the biracial thing? No problem?
I'm from a biracial family. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you do? That's right. Your father's Jewish.
My dad's Russian Jewish.
Yeah. So
and
they're not going to say anything, obviously.
No, they're
what about your parents, Brian?
Like,
no problem there?
My mother's not with us anymore. My father's going to meet her for the first time. They're all excited.
Okay. They're not going to say you're bringing that Schwarze and stuff in the house and stuff. No.
Does anyone use that word anymore?
No.
Schwarze?
That's why I thought it was funny.
What's a Schwarze?
That's like in Yiddish, it's like a black person.
Oh. Yeah, but you wouldn't actually say it to a black person if you respected them.
Why? Oh. But it's not a bad thing, not from what I know.
It's like when he calls me a shiksa.
No.
I'm a non-Jew.
Believe me, I'm Jewish. Yeah. I know. It's not a derogatory.
Nah,
if it were, I would never say. You know what? If I offended you, I apologize.
No, you didn't offend me, but I'm just saying.
I went
you
for the joke. And,
of course you went for the joke. That's what you do. I'm just saying, no, you shouldn't. Maybe shouldn't repeat it.
Okay. I'm glad I did it with her in the same.
Well, now you know.
Okay, now I know. Yeah. I've been burned big time. Okay.
As far as my mom's side of the family, they've all moved to Texas, and they're like Republican born-agains.
Right.
And they've all seen her. They haven't mentioned, they haven't said.
Cool.
Born-agains.
That's awesome.
But they're open-minded. They're like, they're completely cool with who I am involved with. Like, they're not going to turn
Wonderful.
And she's so gorgeous, who cares?
If they do, fuck them, literally.
Seriously, I've dealt with this situation before. In fact, there was one of my very first boyfriends. Not that I had any like contact. He was like one of my first kisses. We'll say right. His mother was very much against us dating.
Mm.
And she's like, well, she's not Jewish. I'm like, well, actually, I am Jewish, but I wasn't Jewish enough because my mom's not Jewish. So then it became about me being black and all this stuff. Anyway, we broke up. And years later, I found out that he not only was that just the perfect thing to happen, because everything happens perfectly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He ended up in jail.
Oh, no.
For a long time for doing some really shady business out here. So I was like, you know what? The universe is just protecting me, you know? Seriously protecting me, because that whole vibe, the whole, like, you know, it was, like, based on look and race and all of that. It's just...
It's so negative.
It's negative, and I was never supposed to try to fit into anything.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to come to me and accept... Then we can all play together. It can be great. But
we can play nicely.
There's just no reason to try to fit into any mold or excuse yourself or say you're sorry for A, things you can't control, and B, things that shouldn't be counted against you anyway.
That's why we work so good together, because we both think outside the box big time. We're both like very like...
I think she thinks very inside the box.
No. I can think in both
ways. Yeah. Put it in my box.
Well, it depends on what type of box you're talking. You know. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Well, you guys are definitely both firecrackers, man.
So are you, Sam.
Yeah, well...
I think she's hitting on you.
Right in front of Brian. Maybe
I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, I'll be the first guy in the bedroom with you guys.
You may be okay.
I'm flirting with everybody today. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
It's a sexy room in here. I wish everyone could see us.
And I get the repercussions from it.
Yeah.
I seriously.
In a good way, of course.
I wish everyone had seen the belly dancing. That was unbelievable.
It really was. It really was. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, even a picture wouldn't have done it justice.
No.
Yeah. We've got a quick phone call right before we leave. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie.
Hi, good morning, Sam. This is St. Louis Steve.
Hi, St. Louis Steve. How are you?
You just made Susie's day.
For a Monday. Hey, talking about belly dancing, have you ever seen the Red Elvis's music video, I Want to See You Belly Dance? It's awesome.
Yes, I have. I actually saw that on the road. It's so cool that you mentioned that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've seen him here in St. Louis. The Red Elvis is a great show, and there's some really great belly dancers here in St. Louis, and I hope to see you belly dance too.
Oh, there sure are. Thank you for mentioning that. The community in St. Louis is so supportive. When we went to perform there, and I can't remember the theater, but we performed in St. Louis and had just a blast, and it was catered to the hilt, of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys are super. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well...
I just wanted to call in and say hey to everybody. Enjoy the turkey if you eat turkey and all, and happy Thanksgiving.
Aww. Happy Thanksgiving to you,
happy
too,
Steve.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for calling, Steve. Take care. Hello? Okay, he hung up already. You see, I wanted
to
make sure that I didn't hang up.
He's got to hang up on you more quickly
exactly.
now, because you always hang up on him.
Because he always thinks I hang up on him.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, so this is a regular.
Yeah.
He's from St. Louis. He's one of our earliest listeners and fans.
Yeah. Cool. Steve,
St.
Louis.
So cool. So right before we leave, do you guys have any websites, anything you want to plug, a video, anything?
Ladies first.
Yes.
Oh, sure. You can see what I'm up to on both my website, which is BellySoul, BellySoul.com. And you can also catch me on MySpace. So that's MySpace.com/DoriDance, DoriDance. And you can see video and my schedule and all that stuff. I tend to update that more. It's easier.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, Brian, what's up for you?
Well, first of all, and she's also part of the Belly Dance Superstars.
Yes.
Too, so you can go to BellyDanceSuperstars.com.
But you'll see more about me on my own stuff.
And
it's
much
a big
better
company.
Too. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you can. Yeah, actually, you can go on my website, BelieveLight.com.
Right.
And there's links to my book, Orgasm of the Taste Buds. Mm-hmm. There's some recipes,
which we discussed before. Yeah,
yeah.
The greatest title ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For a book, right?
Yeah, one of the first things he ever said to me. I was like, really?
Read my book?
Yeah, I told her, I said, I'll guarantee to give you an organic orgasm of the mind, body, soul, and especially the taste buds.
That captured her.
My hero. Everything I want.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. Stay tuned for Alan Cardoza. Wait a minute, something's happening here, sorry. Alan Cardoza with Answers for the Family right after this. TJ at 12. I'm not sure if he's back yet or not. He hasn't responded to me, so if he's not in today, he'll definitely be here tomorrow. And check our schedule for the rest of the shows. Again, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Susie always has the best friends, I'm telling you.
This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Susie, thanks for bringing him in.
No problem.
And thanks for the nude photos on Facebook.
You're welcome.
Have you seen them yet, guys?
No. Okay, what's your Facebook again?
Susie Raleigh.
Don't miss it, Brian. Don't miss it.
Nice.
And everybody, we'll see you on Facebook, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. We'll be right back.